Well, hello again, and welcome to NewOrleansSaints.com. This is the Morning Report, and I'm John DeShazer. Today is Friday, September 27th, but we're going to reflect on Thursday the 26th, which was actually a Wednesday for the Saints. Now, keep track with me here. Wednesday, because they play on Monday night, so all the preparation they ordinarily would do on Wednesday, they pushed up to Thursday, which means we also got an injury report for the first time yesterday. And it is worth noting that guys who were limited include cornerback Jabari Greer, with a back, and also guard Jari Evans with a hamstring. Now, Jari is actually an improvement. He did not play last week, but Jabari is a little bit of a setback because he is a starter. He was limited in practice. Guys who did not practice and who were surprised not practices were guard Tim Lolito, number one, and also wide receiver Lance Moore with a hand. So we're not exactly sure what the status is on Lance Moore, but we do know that Kenny Stills is ready to step in if needed. We're here again with Saints rookie receiver Kenny Stills. And Kenny, three games in, you've had some pretty good implementation into the game plan. Your thoughts on how well it's going so far?
I feel like, I've been doing a pretty good job out there, just making sure I'm in the right place at the right time, eliminating the mental errors, and, trying to, get involved in the run game and make as many blocks as I can.
Now, I guess from the naked eye, it seems like you have also been, kind of turned out to be the Saints' deep threat so far. I mean, Drew has targeted you several times. Is that a role that you enjoy, and is that a role that you see continuing?
Anything I can do out there, I love to do, and I'm having fun doing it. So, Meech and I get a chance to, get downfield and to kind of spread the defense out, and we definitely enjoy doing it.
Now, still 3 weeks in, we went through training camp, we went through, preseason games, still rocking the pony cut. None of these guys gotten hold of you yet?
No. We've got some great guys. Our veteran leaders just lead and expect us to follow. So, they leave my hair alone, which is cool.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned blocking. Is it different on this level than it is in college? I mean, are you having to do it more here than you did in college?
No, I wouldn't say that. In college, they expected us to get in there and go block them safeties and stay on our guys because we had great backs. And the same thing here. We've got great running backs. And, if we can, maintain our blocks and our guys can get downfield.
Now, do you feel a sense of your role increasing each week? I mean, certainly, you never know with Drew where the ball's going to go, but do you feel a little bit more involved in the game plan weekly?
It's like you said, we kind of have our game plan each week and Drew kind of, decides depending on the looks that the defense gives us. So, you never really know going into the game plan. I didn't, know the week of Atlanta that I was going to have the catches that I had. So, you never really know and, just go out there and prepare the best you can and, hope and pray that Drew, sees you and finds you open.
All right. We appreciate it, Ken.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate Kenny for joining us here on the Morning Report. Remember, continue to watch NewOrleansSaints.com as well as Pelicans.com. We're going to have the Black and Blue Report for you a little bit later in the day. Also, a feature from myself. And we're going to have the Afternoon Wrap with me and Sean Kelly. So join us here periodically through the day for more reports.